Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Game two of the Western Conference semifinals between the Minnesota Timberwolves and Denver Nuggets takes the floor tonight. Saturday, we are treated to quite the effort from one Ant Edwards. Holy crap. 43 points, 7 rebounds as the T-Wolves steal home court from the Denver Nuggets. And Anthony Edwards became the first person since Kobe Bean Bryant. Ever heard of him?
Yeah, not in my top 10.
Yeah, not in your top 10. But the first person since Kobe Bryant to have back-to-back 40 pieces in the playoffs under the age of 23.
That's pretty decent.
That is pretty decent. And oh, by the way, he and Kobe Bryant are the only two people to do that.
Yeah, when you get kind of wrapped up in those records at that young, it's a hell of a start. And look, I've been adamant about where I feel Ant Edwards is in all of this. Talent-wise, he's one of the best stars in the league. I don't trust the mentality, but if he keeps doing this and he keeps being the leader, and I've talked to some folks around Minnesota and who've been around Ant who said that behind the scenes, the leadership stuff is coming together. Like, he's quite literally, you know, kind of forging that as he gets older. And the maturity stuff is starting to clear up, although not. That's what, it's not his game. It's not what he does. It's not any of that. It's the immaturity stuff that I worry about becoming a problem or blowing up on him. And that's always in the back of my mind.
And I think, like, one thing that I heard him say over the weekend, it kind of like a little bit of that maturity, you're seeing it. Because after the game, like, everybody's like, damn, this dude has Baby Jordan written all over him. And there was like one play kind of sticks out in my mind from Saturday that I went, oh, buddy. When he went to the middle of the lane right at the free throw line and he had that little spin move back to his left and then that fadeaway jumper from 15, I was like, that is Jordan-esque, right?
Yeah, it's not the first time he's gone to that. He's got that mid-post package, and it's very, look, it's not a, well, that kind of looks like Jordan. It's Jordan footwork.
Yeah.
It's like he's very clearly worked. When you can tell, like, somebody's worked on, like, the one-legged Dirk, or you can tell somebody's worked on the Kobe, like, there's certain post moves. The Akeem Dream Shake. Joel's Dream Shake looks exactly like Akeem's because he worked with Hakeem Olajuwon. Like, there's a reason why you incorporate those moves, or like why you do a Smitty. It's because those moves are iconic because, number one, of who they were, but they were incredibly effective for those style of athletes. And Ant Edwards' athleticism and build is very reminiscent of Michael Jordan.
Well, and so does his face. The yeah. People who do like the side-by-side, you're yeah. Just like, oh, he looks a lot like Michael Jordan. But the one thing that kind of stuck with me is after the game and what Ant Edwards has said is like, dude, Michael Jordan is the greatest of all time. Get out of here with the, I look like Michael Jordan. I am not Michael Jordan. Some things that Ant Edwards would have said previously, he would have been like, yes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that you're starting to see a little bit of growth. And that dude is by no way, shape, or form close to Michael Jordan. Because Michael Jordan's greatness wasn't just that he was an explosive athlete who could go, you know, 100 miles an hour across the lane, put the brakes on, spin back, and hit a fadeaway mm-hmm. under control. A lot of guys can do that in the yeah. NBA. It is all of the intangibles that Jordan kind of put together, dragging guys along, the competitive nature. That's what, and obviously a fistful of rings.
Yes.
Was the separator that changed him from everybody else. And that is not where he's at. I think when you sit there and you look at his game stylistically, because of everything that you were saying, you're going,
it's very yeah, reminiscent, especially his explosiveness. Something
in body control with yes, explosiveness. Yes. Like that is something that
it's been missing in the NBA. And in all of my draft work this year, just watching so much film, the one thing that kind of came to my mind was, number one, the kind of the reemergence of the mid-range shot. And I've talked about that a little bit and kind of how it's kind of come out of nowhere. Because Steph was the sprinkling down of, like, the proliferation of everybody shooting threes. Like, he fundamentally changed the game. Like, you go to any gym, any high school gym kids are playing, whether it's high school kids, middle school kids, elementary school kids, they have Steph Curry shoes on. Nobody in the NBA wears them, but all the kids do. And they all shoot threes. I'm watching, like, these 8-year-old kids huck a ball from 25 feet. And I'm like, I probably shouldn't be doing that, but I digress. But this impact of, like, the you had this generation of players that wanted to be like Jordan, where you had slashers, the Tracy McGrady's, the Vince Carter's, guys that were just explosive monsters. You look around the NBA, how many guys are driving to the rim and dunking?
Well, and we see this with, analytically speaking, when you go so far one way, mm-hmm. all of a sudden it ebbs back because the value is somewhere else.
The dunk has always been the most valuable shot.
It is.
That's the crazy thing about it.
It's very similar to what baseball is seeing with the stolen base. Mm-hmm. It's not just that the bases are bigger mm-hmm. and that there's a finite number of pickoff moves that you can have in an at-bat.
Although it does feed into it.
It does. It does. But the value of a stolen base, the pendulum has swung so much mm-hmm. one way that it becomes valuable. In a slasher that can dunk now is a spacing monster yep. because everybody is guarding the perimeter and they're guarding a big man. So a guard who can handle the ball the way that he does, who can is explosive getting to the rim, they're all of a sudden, analytically speaking, there is value in it. And we're starting to see that pendulum kind of swing back the other yep. way, which I think is Anthony Edwards and Jalen Brunson in particular. Mm-hmm. This is like the perfect time that their rise is coming right now.
Yeah.
And because they are throwback players, which are going to be coming back in vogue due to, as you mentioned, the proliferation of the long ball from mm-hmm. Steph Curry and the fact that a 7-foot dominant center is really damn hard to find.
Yes, it is. And then, so you got to find other ways. And the interesting thing about Brunson and Edwards, and this is something I've hammered for years, their footwork. They have elite. Jalen Brunson might have the best footwork of any guard in the NBA. 10 years. Like it's exquisite. His footwork is flawless. Like he should, whoever teaches him, whether it's his dad or whether it's like whoever his trainer is, I don't know. They should open a footwork camp like the Pete Newell Big Man Camp. Like that's the thing. Like his footwork is incredible, and it is such a massive separator. Chauncey Billups had incredible footwork. Andre Miller had incredible, some of the best footwork we've ever seen. That micro skill is one of those things that when you compound it with insane athleticism, like Ant Edwards, and to an extent Jalen Brunson. Jalen Brunson's athleticism resides in his ability to accelerate and decelerate. The decel, that word, is proliferating around the NBA right now. Like guys are working on the ability to stop and to slow down more effectively than they are on speeding up, because technically slowing it down is a more difficult thing to deal with more often than not than extreme burst. And as you get older, your extreme burst fades, your ability to decelerate doesn't really. So the being able to control those speeds and that footwork is really interesting. But the analytics of this all, the terrifying thing is the Nuggets have to be looking at this going, ruh-roh.
Yep, and that's something that we're going to get into a little bit later in the show, because Denver gets home court stolen away, and we have swung back the other way. I thought the Eastern Conference had the the more intriguing first-round matchups. The conference semifinals is all about the West. And right now, Denver, the one team that everybody thought is going to have their way, they're in a dogfight now because game one stolen on Saturday night, game two tonight in Denver.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.